You're listening to WBAA on Greg Kostrava. The Purdue Symphony and Philharmonic Orchestras will be in concert Saturday evening at 8 o'clock at Purdue's Elliott Hall of Music. Adam Bodoni conducts the orchestras, and he's here in the studio to talk about the program. Adam, so good to have you here.
Hi, Greg. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Now, I see on the program you've got the Purdue Philharmonic Orchestra, and then you have two Purdue Symphony Orchestras, the Gold and the Black Orchestra. Tell me a little bit about... This is the first time, right, that you've had three orchestras. Tell me about the genesis of this.
Sure. So just like other areas on campus, our department is experiencing a huge growth spurt. Since 2009, entire department participation has gone up 61% from almost 700 to almost 1,200 in that time period. So orchestras have been the beneficiary of that growth spurt this past year. Last year, we probably had somewhere around 180 participants, and this year we're up to 240, 250. So the time came to be that we literally could not fit into buildings, you know, without fire code hazards or even fitting people on the stage. So we had to create a third orchestra to accommodate all the new students on campus.
Wow. Okay. And the two orchestras, I find this intriguing in this program because you've got a great four-movement symphony by Haydn, the Clock Symphony, and you have the Gold Orchestra playing the first two movements and then the Black Orchestra playing the final two movements. How did you come up with that decision? It seems brilliant.
Well, thank you very much. I'll leave the glory to Haydn since he wrote the piece. So because we're using winds and brass and not just strings, it's important that we also give some repetitions to the percussion and low brass and other instruments in the orchestra family. So I couldn't give one orchestra just a full Haydn symphony because of the classical orchestration. So we split it up. Each group would do half of the Haydn, and then the other half of the program for each of those two symphony orchestras will be something more quote-unquote romantically orchestrated. How it works is we have two different string sections between the Gold and the Band, but the same wind brass percussion section remains for both. So they're basically playing double duty. So they'll get to reap the benefits of playing the whole Haydn symphony, while unfortunately the string players will not.
Okay, so the winds and brass actually get the better edge of the end of the deal.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, and then the Gold Orchestra, you talk about the romantic repertoire. It's got some of the most wonderful music that people just enjoy so much, the First Carmen Suite by Georges Bizet.
Yeah, so tuneful. Many people will recognize the themes in these movements, especially the Toreador song. Our students love it as well. And then the other orchestra also doing another Bizet suite, which if someone were blindfolded and they didn't read the program, chances are they could probably guess maybe it was the same composer. They're the similar techniques. But one draws on music from Spain while the other is the south of France. So there definitely is a different feel to both of those suites.
Right. So, and then the Black Orchestra is doing the second Lolaizien suite.
Yes.
Which is wonderful. And then you have an intermission, and then the Purdue Philharmonic comes on stage. And they're doing just one of the amazing 20th century pieces of music, the Symphony No. 10 by Dmitri Shostakovich, written right after the death of Joseph Stalin. It's just a remarkable work. Tell me about why you decided on this piece, and then tell me that I see that you have a little bit of something extra as well involved.
Yeah. So what I told the orchestra the first day is, if we're looking at this season as being the whole academic year, what I wanted to do a little bit differently this year was, instead of warm the orchestra up artistically towards April, I was going to go in reverse this year. And I believe these are the words I actually said. I said, we're going to smack ourselves in the head with art right at the very beginning because we're doing a run out to Chicago in April. So I wanted to sort of change the gear that we're performing in right from the very beginning, set the tone. I have made no bones about it to them. Shostakovich 10 is my favorite Shostakovich symphony. I could listen to 10 over 5, over 7, over 8, over 6 any day of the week. What you touched on is so interesting to me, how it fits into Shostakovich's relationship with Stalin and how he wrote this. This was his first symphony after Stalin died. And the little extra thing in the program that has been very informative to me, and hopefully the orchestra has liked it as well, is I've been in touch with a professor over in the Russian Studies Department, Dr. Leonda Geller, who is Russian, who studied in Russia and has a great background in music as well. And she was just thrilled to see and hear that Shostakovich is being done on Purdue's campus. And so she's come into the class and sort of spoke for 30 minutes about her knowledge of the subject, which is very deep. And we've also invited her to the concert to give a shorter version of that, to let the audience hear from a Russian scholar about what Shostakovich's music meant for Russia and also what it still means for Russians today.
Absolutely fascinating. A nice cross-fertilization there with
right.
some other departments at Purdue. A remarkable program. Adam Bodoni leads the Purdue Symphony and Philharmonic Orchestra Saturday evening at 8 o'clock at Elliott Hall of Music. There's no charge for the concert. No tickets required, so you can just head to the concert and enjoy this music. Adam, it's been a treat talking to you as always. Thank you.
You too, Greg. Good to see you.
For WBAA, I'm Greg Kostraba.